friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Denzel Washington opts for prayer over condemnation after Oscar Will Smith slap. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. For the first time since the 94th Academy Awards, Denzel Washington is speaking out about the Oscar Will Smith and Chris Rock incident. And what the Christian celebrity has to say is powerful. In a moment that shocked everyone during the Oscars telecast 2022, Will Smith marched on stage to slap Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. Some felt Chris Rock's comment was relatively mild, while others felt it was out of line because Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia, a health condition causing hair loss. However, nearly all agree there is no excuse for Will Smith's violent reaction. In his tearful acceptance speech for the Academy Award for Best Actor, Will Smith recalled the wise words Denzel Washington shared with him following the slap. At your highest moment, be careful. That's when the devil comes for you, Denzel cautioned. His words echo the advice found in Scripture in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And now, Denzel is speaking out about his response to the Oscars Will Smith slap incident. Will Smith has always looked up to Denzel Washington, saying, "He's always been a mentor for me." So, in the moments following Will's inexcusable behavior, Denzel Washington was there to provide counsel. "No way I could have sat in my seat," Denzel explained. "That's just not who I am." The Christian celebrity opened up a bit more about the Oscar Will Smith and Chris Rock incident when speaking with Pastor T.D. Jakes at the 2022 International Leadership Summit. Denzel Washington knows all too well that spiritual warfare is very real, and Satan can certainly capitalize on those moments where we are solely focused on our own emotions and aspirations rather than God's calling for us. "There's a saying, when the devil ignores you, then you know you're doing something wrong," he told T.D. Jakes. "The devil goes, 'Oh no, leave him alone, he's my favorite.' Conversely, when the devil comes at you, maybe it's because he's trying to do something right. And for whatever reason, the devil got a hold of him that night." Denzel went on to speak about standing in the gap for Will Smith at the Oscars and praying with him after the assault. "I don't want to say what we talked about, but there, but for the grace of God, go any of us," he said. What Will did was wrong, and he will have to answer for his actions. But for Denzel Washington, prayer should be the response of those not involved. Who are we to condemn? I don't know all the ins and outs of the situation, but I know the only solution was prayer, the way I saw it, the way I see it, he said. In addition to a formal apology, Will Smith later went on to resign from the Academy, agreeing to fully accept any and all consequences for the slap. And while the aftermath of this horrible incident is far from over, we pray for God to reign supreme over the entire situation. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Psalm 1:1-3. Emotional husband recalls baby being born at gas station after hospital turns wife away. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Lauren and Steve Banks never would have chosen to have their baby born at a gas station between pumps 4 and 5. But after the hospital refused to admit the pregnant mom, that's exactly what happened. When contractions hit at 39 weeks pregnant, Lauren Banks knew it was go time. So she and her husband Steve did exactly what you'd expect someone in their situation to do. They headed to the hospital. Without a doubt, she was in labor, Steve recalled. Anybody could tell that. But Steve and Lauren didn't get the reception they were expecting. They said the hospital turned them away. She was denied admittance to labor and delivery a couple of times, and she was in obvious pain and labor, Steve said. According to the couple, a doctor evaluated Lauren, but refused to admit her because she only measured 4 centimeters dilated. They say the doctor said they wouldn't consider admittance unless she was at 5 centimeters. During the evaluation, Lauren's contractions grew increasingly more intense. At this point, I am bawling my eyes out on all fours on the bed, Lauren explained. Even so, the couple says the hospital still made them leave. He said he was sorry I was in pain, but I was giving him no medical reason to keep me. Lauren recalled the doctor telling her. He said, "Your blood pressure's fine. I can't keep you due to pain." The shocked couple turned around and drove back home. But about 30 minutes after the return, Lauren's water broke. A neighbor came over to watch the couple's daughter, and Lauren and Steve Banks rushed back to the hospital. However, on the way, it soon became clear there wouldn't be enough time. And as a result, baby Banks was born at the gas station. "I watched my wife give birth to my son right there in the parking lot," Steve says. Steve Banks called 911 and pulled into the gas station parking lot. Lauren gave birth in the car right between pumps 4 and 5, and it was a terrifying ordeal. "He came out and he was purple, and he wasn't making a lot of noise," Steve recalled. "I was concerned on top of everything else going on. Thankfully, God sent just the right people at the right time." An EMS team pulled in just as the baby was being born at the gas station. "They came up and saw what was happening and jumped into action," said Steve. "I'm sure that they are a large part of the reason to why everything went as smoothly as it did and there were no complications. I can't thank them enough." Lauren and Steve Banks are overjoyed with their newest addition, Truett. And they're incredibly grateful he's healthy and safe, thank the Lord. But they remain baffled over why their baby had to be born at a gas station rather than in the hospital. "Someone just please explain to me why this happened," Steve said. "My baby deserved better than that," Lauren remarked. "So many things could have happened." Though the couple currently has a difficult time reliving the story of how their baby was born at the gas station, they plan on laughing about it later when Truett is older. "I think we'll find the joy in it when we explain it to him, so he never has to live through that stress," Lauren said. The hospital has said it cannot legally comment on patient matters or concerns. But like the Banks family, we are just grateful that God kept this little one safe. "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition which I asked of him." 1 Samuel 1:27.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.